We are back. You know, while it looks like General Motors has regained its firm footing with strong sales in North America and China, Europe remains a sinkhole, the auto giant losing $617 million in Europe for the first half of this year, and the losses have been ongoing for a decade now. To talk about what can or can't be done about it, I'm joined by Jesse Toprak, the Vice President of Market Intelligence for TrueCar.com. Jesse, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
So I saw this article in Forbes titled Europe Threatens to Sink GM's Comeback. At this point, GM has lost almost $17 billion since 1999. How serious of a threat do you view Europe to GM's future?
It's a serious threat in the short term. So the rest of this year and probably for the good part of the next 3 to 5 years, Europe is going to continue to drag down some of their profitability for GM. The tough thing with Europe is that you can't ignore that market. You can't completely write it off. There's a lot of investments already in place, and it's still one of the biggest markets in the world. It's also a trendsetter market. So it's a balancing act that GM has to go through for the next several years, try to minimize the pain it causes in the bottom line.
You know, some analysts say that the smart move would have been to simply divest GM's European operations as part of the bankruptcy process. Do you agree, and is there a clear reason why that was not done?
I don't agree. I think part of the operations probably could have been liquidated, but not all. Operations like Opel certainly is weaker than other parts of the European structure. There is still a very robust marketplace that is waiting to be capitalized on once the debt crisis in Europe settles. And current situation will not last forever. Mm-hmm. It will require lots of patience, and nothing is going to really be going to the positive territory in the next 3 years or so.
Now, you know, things have gotten worse recently, but the $17 billion of losses since 1999, how do you explain this continued losses for so many years, and is there anything that can be done right now about it?
Well, GM is a latecomer to the marketplace. It's a very mature market where European brands have more or less control over their local markets. It's tough to break in. GM obviously has some brands like Opel that tries to capitalize on the brand awareness of these vehicles in the Europe. But the biggest issue has been the fact that GM has not really been able to come up with compelling products in Europe. As they've been able to in China.
What about, though, these union contracts? That's been said to be a huge factor in the sense that they can't close down plants, they can't lay off the number of workers they'd like to. Is that not another major factor in these losses?
It is, and currently GM is in the process of working with unions, especially in Germany, and reworking these contracts. So if they're able to actually rework these contracts, they will take some of the bleeding away and perhaps minimize the impact of the losses. Clearly, labor costs are a lot higher as a percentage of total production costs in Europe than anywhere else. And renegotiating these union contracts will give GM some breathing room in the next couple of years.
So what's happening now? GM's got this European brand Opel. They have models sitting out there unsold. Are they still producing them, or are they trying to slow down production at this point?
They will really slow down production. There are actually one or two plants that they are thinking about closing down. And it's going to be really a science and art combined of trying to figure out what the demand in Europe is going to be. The best case scenario is that there's going to be some minor increases in sales in the next year. We don't expect any type of increase the rest of this year. But as long as Europe can get to 5% or better overall market recovery next year, GM can probably get away with not closing any more plants.
So
reworking contracts should help.
Is GM free to close as many plants as they like, or are the labor laws in Europe somehow preventing that?
It depends on the country, and it's not an easy task at all, and it's an uphill battle. So a lot of the cases, sort of like reminiscent of old days in Midwest, because of the contracts in place, sometimes you're better off keeping a plant open and keep producing cars than to shut it down and let workers go. So it's that inefficient mechanism that caused domestic troubles for GM. is now still haunting them in Europe.
Now, these union contracts, most of them expire in 2014, is that right?
That's right, most of 2014.
Now, at that point, do you expect GM to take a whole new approach to the European market and their production there?
They'll have to, and it's the same thing that happened in domestic markets. It's a matter of market reality. Either the unions and the local governments will need to understand the changing dynamics of European car markets and comply so that they have at least some level of production, or it's a matter of losing the plant altogether. So they're going to have to come together and come up with a decision that works for both parties.
Now, for GM not to incur these continued losses of, it's going to be $1 billion this year. I know Ford is set to lose $1 billion in Europe. Do you expect them to reduce production in Europe after 2014 by a quarter or a half even?
Well, compared to this year levels, I think going to see them lowering production by at least 20% in the next 2 years to better align consumer demand and supply. But having said that, we got to also look at the trends and expectations for the European market. GM's losses in Europe were actually lower than expected. The market was expecting nearly $500 million in losses in the second quarter. They all lost about $360 million. Still is a lot. Clearly, it's not a positive trend by any means. But they've done better than the expectations, and the whole company still made $1.5 billion. So the overall trends are positive. Europe still is dragging down.
Sure, thanks to North America and China. But at what point do you see General Motors becoming profitable in Europe?
It's probably at least 3 years away, based on the current trends.
And to do that, these contracts need to be renegotiated, and there needs to be a reduction in production. Now, in terms of Opel, the brand itself, is it something that GM should stick with in your mind, or is it simply a failed brand at this point?
I think it's a 50-50 proposition at the moment. Unless they can rework the contracts and able to close at least one or two plants where the economies of scale make sense and the cost structure of Opel makes sense, Opel right now is a losing proposition. Opel's brand equity in Europe is not as strong as other brands like VW or BMW or Benz. So it's an uphill battle they're going to have to fight otherwise.
But in the big picture, GM is going to make it through this. You don't view what's happening in Europe as potentially having an incredibly detrimental impact, maybe even driving it back into bankruptcy?
No, I don't see it. I think GM's operations in Europe are hitting a bottom. I don't think it's going to get any worse, barring something unforeseen. They have the resources to take him through this this flattening of sales for the next 2 or 3 years. I think it's smart to keep GM presence in Europe. They just need to work it more intelligently, rework some of the contracts, lower some of the overhead, some of the excess capacity, and be lean. Be efficient, but still be present in Europe.
Jesse Toprak, Vice President of Market Intelligence for TrueCar.com. Jesse, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about this controversy surrounding Chick-fil-A, this restaurant chain, and their CEO and his comments, and how it's affecting the fast food chain's image. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.